You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Kenton? My darling, is coffee?
I feel terrible.
Well, I'm not surprised with the amount you put away last night.
It was my birthday.
Yeah, so you kept telling everybody. Here you go. Get this down, yeah.
I need paracetamol. And why are those machines making so much noise on a Sunday?
Well, we'd be complaining soon enough if they took a day off.
What time is it?
9:30.
What time did I get to bed?
I don't know. I was hoping you'd come to bed earlier, but... I obviously can't compete with reality TV and a bottle of our finest whiskey.
I need another hour in bed.
We need to be at Shula's for lunch.
I would rather stick pins in my eyes than play Happy Families while my little brother lords it over me.
I'd be surprised if David is even there.
$52,000, Jolene. You've seen the quotation from the builder.
Lillian is picking up half the bill, isn't she? She's been very good about it, and she's promised to keep things quiet, like you wanted.
Well, it's easy for her.
Oh, hardly.
Yeah, she just needs to flog off one of her rental houses or extend the mortgage
or whatever. Oh, come on, Kenton.
We have still got to find $26,000, Jolene.
Well, that don't make no difference to the fact that we need to be at Shula's in a couple of hours.
Oh, no way.
No, a bit of small talk can be a distraction.
I don't want to be distracted.
Well, see, that empty bottle of whiskey says otherwise.
Where's Ruth now?
She's at Marvin House. She was there until late last night and was back at 6:30 this morning.
She must be out of her mind with worry.
Thing is, Mum, there are times when Heather seems, I don't know, to sort of pull herself together, I suppose. You know, becomes the Heather we know. And then, in the blink of an eye, it changes and she gets nervous whenever Ruth isn't there.
Oh, David.
And to be honest, Mum, I feel completely useless. I sorted out the lock on the front door. I got a few provisions from the supermarket, but other than that...
You're supporting Ruth?
Maybe. But all I can think about are the jobs that need doing at Brookfield.
Now, you mustn't worry about that. Pip is managing perfectly well.
Is she?
That girl is a credit to both of you.
Is she very upset that we had to cancel her celebration meal? Ruth's been worrying about it.
It's postponed, not cancelled. And Pip understands... You two have got more than enough on your plate.
Yeah. You're right, as usual.
It's my job to be right.
Well, you're very good at it. So, you're all off to Shula's for the birthday feast later on.
I am sorry you and Ruth won't be there.
So am I. I was hoping it might be an opportunity for me and Kenton.
I think we were all hoping that.
Nothing like a good run before a Sunday lunch. You can smell the roast in the yard. It smells like home.
Oh, it's lovely having an excuse to cook one.
Oh. We're having roasties?
Yes, sir.
Oh, perfect. Oh, thirsty work.
Oh, don't drink it so quickly, Dan. You'll make yourself ill.
Oh, I'm sorry Lily and Freddie won't be here.
Oh, Pony Club events take precedence over everything.
You should know. What time the others arriving?
Oh, they should be here soon. I do wish David and Ruth could have come.
Oh, couldn't be helped by the sound of things. There's more than enough of us to make up for it.
I suppose so.
Well, cheer up, Mum. Your evil twin will be here soon. You can take a walk down memory lane together.
Hey, you, we're not getting a telegram from the Queen.
You can't remember the first time you saw a moving image on the screen. Or
cheeky! Now go on, get out of my kitchen and have a shower.
Okay.
He's not here.
You got 20 minutes to get yourself over to Shula's.
I've told you I'm not going.
Oh, this is like getting Fallon up for school when she was 15. I didn't like it then and I don't like it now.
Oh, shut the curtains. I'm in agony.
Well, you can shut them yourself when you get up and go to Shula's like you agreed.
Before we heard from the insurers.
Oh, that doesn't
doesn't matter.
That's all that matters.
You can't let them down like this. It's your mum, Kenton. She's not the enemy.
I am not going. And if you happen to speak to any of them...
I ain't making your excuses.
I don't want them to know about this mess. I'm sick of people feeling sorry for me.
Yeah, well, the way you're carrying on, that isn't something you're going to have to worry about.
Have you seen Josh, Gran? I can't get through on the mobile.
He's gone to help Neil.
What? Well, I need him to help me.
I'm sure he will when we get back from Shula's.
Oh, I wish he'd checked with me first.
Some of the hens escaped. It was an emergency, Pip.
Well, if he did half as much as me...
If we all did half as much as you, Pip, this would be the most efficient farm in the country.
You're just buttering me up, Gran.
Only a little bit. Josh wouldn't have left if it hadn't been important. You know he'll make himself useful.
Eventually. Oh, there's just so much to do.
I know. And you're the woman to do it.
Lucky me. Honestly, I'm still catching up on what needed to be done yesterday. I'm sorry, Gran, there's no way I can come for lunch. There's just too much to do.
Hello, Jolene.
Oh, I hope I'm not interrupting.
Oh, I'm having a go at Nigella's glitzy chocolate puddings. Oh. Is everything all right?
Well, no, actually. Kenton's come down with a terrible tummy bug. I've had to send him back to bed with a mug of chamomile tea.
Oh, no.
He's so disappointed. You know how much he loves your cooking.
I see. Well, if he's not well, there's nothing to be done.
I'm ever so sorry, Shula. It's such short notice, I know. But we were both hoping it would pass. You do understand?
Completely.
Yeah.
Let's hope you don't catch it too. Oh, I must go, Jolene. Mum and Elizabeth have just arrived.
Oh, of course. Bye.
Bye.
Everything smells wonderful, Shula.
Yes.
Oh, you can't beat rosemary and garlic. Oh, is that caked in for me?
Devil's food cake. There you go.
Oh, lovely. Thanks.
I saw you through the window.
Oh, don't you look handsome, Dan.
Oh, that's me. Handsome Dan. Hello, Gran.
Oh.
Modest Dan. Come here and give your aunt a hug. Hey,
are the children on their way?
Unfortunately. Pip and Josh won't be coming.
Why?
His hens have escaped and Pip's run off her feet. They're both very sorry and have instructed me to ask for doggy bags.
Oh, of course. Oh, it's such a shame. I've made so much food, and I did want us all to be together.
Those presents look very professionally wrapped, Aunt Elizabeth.
There was a video on YouTube. It took us hours.
Oh, they look too good to disturb.
Well, you and Kenton can open them together.
Yes, well, I just had Jolene on the phone. Kenton's got a tummy bug. They won't be coming. It's hardly the family meal I had in mind.
I really was hoping.
Didn't I see Ben in the yard?
Yeah, he's looking at a horse. Is it a new livery?
The piebald mare?
That's the one.
Yes, her name's Candy. She arrived on Friday.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Ben seemed very keen to take a look at her. I didn't realise he was so interested in horses.
If you saw the girl she belongs to, you'd understand why.
What do you mean?
Oh, he was here for hours yesterday helping her sort out the stable.
It can't be at that stage already.
Oh, you wait, Gran. Won't be long before he's got weights in his bedroom and a shelf full of grooming products.
He did ask if his hair looked all right before we left.
Right, that's this shelf sparkling. You put the glasses back and I'll get started on the next one.
Everything was already sparkling. This is a complete waste of time.
Oh, might as well keep you busy. Now that I've got you here in the flesh, so to speak.
Could have stayed in bed. We're hardly rushed off our feet.
It's better to be up and about. Keep your mind off things.
Jolene, Joe and Eddie had two halves and left. How is that going to take my mind off things?
Well, Joe and Eddie might have stayed for another two more if you hadn't been so miserable.
Can you believe I didn't get a birthday card from David and Ruth? Not even a text.
Oh, come on, Kenton. They've got other things to think about at the moment.
Yeah, themselves.
Oh, for goodness sake. Go outside and clean some it, will you?
A pub that's always clean is missing something.
What's that then?
punters.
Oh, please, please, go and find something useful to do in the garden.
You should have left me in bed.
Yeah, I'm starting to think you're right.
Ben looked crestfallen when everybody went with him to see the new horse.
Oh, pure mischief on Dan's part.
And he even got Alistair to go with them.
I know.
Well, it must be lovely having him home.
Oh, it is.
Sheila, how much of this food is going to Brookfield?
Here, put the meat in one and the roast potatoes in the other. I'll do the veg.
You better not let any of the glitzy puddings leave the premises. Alistair took a real liking to them.
I thought he might.
Oh, he'll be eating this lot for a week. There's so much left over.
Oh, well, there wouldn't be if everybody had come.
I'm sure they would have preferred to be here.
Some of them, maybe.
You don't think Kenton was really ill, do you?
I don't know what to think.
Did you see Mum's face when you said he wasn't coming?
Yes. She hates it when there's bad feeling between any of us.
Well, this spat does seem to be dragging on.
Oh, I think this is more than a spat.
I mean, those two have always bickered. Do you remember at Christmas?
Yes. David would line up all the presents in order of size.
You get a tape measure if it was a close call.
Yes. And he always had to have the biggest.
Even if it meant getting a small present in a giant box. I don't know. Maybe Kenton's got some kind of older brother syndrome. I mean, I bet there is one.
What about older sister syndrome? I don't go around sulking and snapping at everybody.
Not often.
Very funny. Oh, no. All I know is Kenton and David need to grow up and sort this out.
Well, that's the lunchtime rush over.
Well, your reputation as the most miserable landlord in the county isn't helping much. You've been sitting out here for half an hour.
There's nothing else to do.
Oh, there's always something to do in this game, Kenton.
I can't believe those diggers have been at it all day on a Sunday.
Well, they'll be finished soon. I reckon things will pick up then.
Oh, yeah? You expecting a coachload of thirsty customers?
Well, I always try to expect the best of every situation. Can't you try and do the same?
I'm sorry, love. I just don't think I can.
Morning, Rob.
Charlie, wasn't expecting you.
As you know, I've been going through the online data.
Monday mornings are particularly busy, Charlie. Can't this wait?
I just need to clarify a few things.
Like what?
Well, how the data input of the herd management programme is handled, for a start.
Oh, that's a bit vague.
Well, who puts the data in?
I do, of course.
All of it?
Pretty much. The under-managers are both competent at using the system. They might have to do it occasionally, but I like to keep an eye on things.
And the information comes from the worksheets?
Yes, surely you already know this stuff.
From the milking staff and the maternity department?
Yes.
Do you keep them? The hard copies?
For 3 months. Is this interrogation necessary?
Well, I'd like to see them.
Who is it?
Hello. We thought we'd... Oh, hello, Charlie.
Hello, Helen. Oh, and how are you, Henry?
We made biscuits.
Is something wrong, darling?
We've been baking, and Henry insisted on bringing you a batch on our way to Bridge Farm.
I see. Well, thank you, Henry. As you can see, I am very busy.
I wish somebody would bring me home-baked biscuits.
They're his favourite.
Ooh.
Chocolate chip cookies.
You don't really mind, do you, darling?
It's not a question of minding. Of course I don't. It's very nice of you, Henry. I'll have them with my coffee later on.
Put them on the desk, darling.
Thank you. I'll see you both at home.
Well, we know we're not wanted, don't we, Henry? Come on.
Well, it's lovely to see you both.
Yes, and you, Charlie.
Bye, Charlie.
Bye, Henry. Well, Helen looks very well.
Yes.
Now, the worksheets. Do you have them?
Yeah. They're in the bottom drawer of that filing cabinet. Is all this really necessary?
I don't know yet.
I'm sorry, Linda, But a dog trainer from Pennyhasset isn't quite what I had in mind when we agreed you would organise a local celebrity for the opening.
Tricia is a highly qualified and respected member of the dog training community.
I don't see why the Boudicca...
Oh, please. We can't keep rolling out poor old Jennifer for every occasion. The woman needs some time away from the spotlight.
Well, that's as may be. But the Boudicca of Borsetshire always gets a lot of publicity.
A good reputation is not built on cheap publicity, Susan. Anyway, Tricia's already agreed in principle.
Well, let's leave all that for now anyway. I've got something to show you. The tabards arrived this morning.
Oh.
And I must say I'm very pleased with them. Honestly, Linda, you wouldn't believe how much choice there is. Can't wait to see us all wearing them. We'll have to have a photo shoot. Here, what do you think? They've got real class.
Well, I'm not convinced we need to wear tabards, Susan. Oh, gave me an electric shock. Oh, Susan. Oh, no. Pink and orange paisley.
It's surprising how well the colours work together, don't you think?
But it's not Carnaby Street in the swinging 60s, Susan. This is Ambridge.
Well, that's no reason for us to be dull, is it? They'll unify the workforce. We'll be a real team.
Well, if we have a team hug, we'll go up in flames. These tabards are a fire hazard. I can't think what Jim's going to say.
Well, I spoke to Jim last week, and he's perfectly willing to wear one.
Well, that's because he's a gentleman.
No, you can't fully appreciate them until you've tried one on.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Here, look, you just slip it over your head, see?
Let me do it.
Oh, your hair's standing on end. And look, Velcro at the side.
Oh, no.
Couldn't be easier.
I'll come out in a rash.
Oh, not if you wear long sleeves. Oh, Linda... It really suits you. Very Parisienne summer, as it says in the catalogue.
I hardly think so, Susan.
And look. Ta-da! We've all got one.
My name is Linda. How can I help you? Linda? With an I?
I did wonder if you'd notice that.
Notice?
Well, it doesn't really matter, does it?
Well, it matters to me. Why on earth do we have to wear name badges?
To wear a name badge is to be on stage and offers the customer an opportunity to get to know the person who has helped them that day.
I have been on stage many times, Susan, and I can assure you this is not comparable.
According to Susan, the work on the green will be finished this week.
Really? Oh, I bet Jolene and Kenton will be pleased. Can't be easy running the bar from upstairs and having a building site on the doorstep.
Hadn't even thought of that.
OK. I finished my lot of cheeses. How are you getting on?
Only a couple left.
Which one shall I do?
This one.
Got to say, this batch are looking very good. The texture's perfect.
Everything's perfect.
In your world, it certainly is.
I feel so lucky, Mum. It was so generous of Gran to give us that money.
Well, you probably saved us twice what she gave you by eloping.
Oh, can you ever forgive me?
I'll get over it.
Between you and me, Mum, I know it sounds silly, but, well, it sort of feels like a dowry.
A what?
A dowry. You know, I feel like I'm really Rob's now.
You're suggesting that Gran had to bribe him to take you, that we couldn't give you away?
Oh, don't be so militant, Mum. It's not like that at all. It's just a bit of old-fashioned romance.
You have the funniest ideas of what passes for romance, Helen. Have you got any plans for this dowry?
Well, opening a joint bank account and we'll put it in there.
Right.
I've already been in touch with the bank about switching.
Oh, you're... not going to keep your own account, too?
Why would I need more than one? I mean, Rob will keep his own business account, but...
So, you won't have any money of your own?
Oh, Mum. Everything's ours. Mine and Rob's.
Well, if I'm back at my office now, I'll find the number and get back to you. Yeah, bye-bye. Charlie, you're here again.
Yeah, there's a gap in the maternity data. Thought I'd come whilst you were at lunch so I didn't disturb you.
How thoughtful. I don't know what you're hoping to find. You took everything relevant to your investigation.
Not quite.
As you know, all the data is on the system. You could save yourself and me a lot of trouble by getting it from there.
Well, I'm comparing the online data with the originals, and I can't do that without the worksheets.
It's a lot of work for a wild goose chase. If there was a discrepancy, I would have found it myself. It is my job, after all.
Well, we all make mistakes. And you are only human, Rob.
I don't think Dad or Henry noticed when we said goodbye.
Home-baked biscuits and a box of toy cars. We can't compete. I am happy for you, Helen. For all of you. I know how difficult it's been, and I think you've shown so much courage and loyalty. You deserve all the pleasure and joy there is. You really do.
Oh, thanks, Mum. Well, it does feel like we've turned a corner at last. Even where Jess is concerned, I just feel sorry for her. It was the act of a desperate woman.
That's very big of you. Not sure I'd be so forgiving.
You would if everything in your own life was wonderful. I do mean everything.
I can see the twinkle in your eyes, Helen, but I think you can spare me the details.
Okay, I won't overshare. So, we got our first bit of junk mail this morning, addressed to Mr. and Mrs. Rob Titchener. I want to get it framed, but Rob says I'm being daft.
You're not really changing your name.
Of course. It's a rite of passage.
Bit archaic, don't you think?
Well, all my friends changed their names when they got married.
Really? Well, so I'm a bit disappointed.
Emma did?
Only the once.
Oh, come on, Lisa. We need to
Doesn't
get
it... bother you, we not being an archer anymore.
Service. Well, it's bothering you.
Oh, of course it is.
Mum, you changed your name when you got married.
Yes, but I don't think I would now.
Oh, come on, come on.
Hello, we were just coming to see you. Goodness.
The tabards arrived this morning. What do you think?
Oh, they're...
Full of life, Susan. Mm. Those colours... Oh.
They're very on trend at the moment, actually. Vintage chic, they call it.
Stop calling them chic.
There's nothing wrong with them.
I'm sorry, Susan. They're hideous. And I really do have more important things to do than model this abomination.
Well, really? I'd have thought you'd be a bit more enthusiastic about the reopening of the shop.
I look like a cartoon, Susan.
Can we talk in the shop, Susan? I'd like to check on the cheese order for next week.
What? Oh, yes, I suppose so, yes.
Oh. Somebody will have to rein in Susan Carter before she turns our village shop into a laughing stock.
Oh, I'm sure it's not that bad.
Oh, really? She's just been giving me a blow-by-blow account of her plans for the refit. And quite frankly, it's enough to make your hair stand on end if the tabards hadn't already done that.
You both want the same thing, Linda.
This shop is at the heart of the village, the sole provider of provisions for some of our elderly residents.
Yes, of course.
I mean, where else? Within walking distance, will they find essential foodstuffs alongside the delights of local Bridge Farm produce?
Well, yes, that's true.
Quite. I have big plans for the shop, Pat. And neither garish nylon tabards nor a multi-screen in-store entertainment system are part of those plans. The village shop must rise like a phoenix from the metaphorical ashes of the flood.
Sounds like Daddy's home.
He can draw a picture with me.
Maybe. Hello, darling.
Hi.
Look, Daddy.
Oh, that is a lot of pictures, Henry. Perhaps it's time for bed.
Yes, sweetheart. Well, if you go to bed, one of us will be in a minute.
But you said...
Do as your mum says, Henry. I'll come up and say goodnight.
All right.
You look like you could do with a cup of tea.
Do I?
Why don't you sit down? Take off your coat and relax. You're home now.
I'm a child, Helen.
I'm sorry if you've had a bad day.
I feel like I'm being stalked by Charlie Thomas. Well, you saw for yourself. He's been rifling through my paperwork all day, helping himself whenever he feels like it.
What on earth for?
Well, he thinks he's going to find out why the cows weren't milking well.
But that was ages ago. I thought they were fine now.
They are, but he wants to waste as much time as possible if it means getting in my way.
But why would
I don't know and I don't care.
It's an interruption. Not unlike your impromptu and rather pointless visit today.
We just...
It's hardly professional, is it? Having a four-year-old deliver biscuits in the middle of a working day.
I'm sorry, Rob. I didn't think it would be a problem.
Well, I told you before, you phone first if you're coming to the office. I don't like surprises.
Is 11 any good?
Great. See you then. Oh, it's been ages since we had a proper chat. I've got loads to tell you.
I bet you have. Eloping at your age?
Well, it was all Rob's idea. Said he couldn't wait to have me all to himself, properly.
Well, I'm glad Love's young dream is alive and kicking somewhere in Ambridge.
Oh, dear. What's happened now? Oh, hang on a minute, Ian. Rob's just leaving for work.
Who's that at this time of day?
Ian. We're meeting up later so I can tell him all about our trip.
Very nice.
I hope you have a better day today, darling.
Well, it's beyond my control with Charlie around. Hardly conducive to a good day at the office, is it?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't be. I'm sure you and Ian will have many more important things to think about than how my day is going.
Henry, say goodbye to Daddy.
Daddy.
Oh, I don't think he heard you, darling. Sorry, Ian. Worst time of day for a phone call, really. I should have known better. Rob's having a hard time at work. Got Charlie Thomas breathing down his neck.
Not throwing a spanner in the works, I hope.
Oh, we'll be okay. Right, I'm going to dig Henry out of the sandpit and drop him at Rowan's. Means we can have an uninterrupted brunch.
All right, okay then.
By the way, what did you mean about Love's young dream?
I was just having a moan. I'll give you the details later on, such as they are.
Jill!
I thought I'd give you a bit of time to settle in before I rang you.
I've been sitting in the garden since my first cup of coffee at 6 this morning. It's absolutely spectacular. Bert is a magician.
You're a good team.
Everywhere I look, there are little fat bumblebees going from flower to flower.
Very bucolic. Must seem a bit quiet in Ambridge after Bristol. Mm. Was it difficult to wrench yourself away?
No, actually, no. It was lovely to see Hester, but I'm very glad to be back. Not the easiest of visits.
I can imagine. How is she?
Oh, bearing up, as they say.
Mm. Sounds to me as if you need coffee and cake on the terrace at Grey Gables.
Is that what we're up to today?
Yes, I've made an executive decision. Is 11 o'clock all right?
Wonderful. See you there.
Oh, what a luxury to have a break like this.
Mm. Well, it's good to see the terrace so busy. All these people eating your lovely food.
Yeah, especially after that review.
Oh, one bad review isn't going to upset the apple cart that much.
Caroline was not happy about it. I mean, neither was I, truth to be told.
Ian, you mustn't let what people say bring you down. Right then, what do you recommend for brunch?
Well, I'm having the eggs Benedict.
Right, I'll have the same.
That was easy enough.
Go on then, spill the beans. What's Adam done now?
It's nothing much, really. I mean, we're either rushed off our feet or dead to the world.
You have to make time for your relationship, Ian. Put it before everything else.
Mm. Hello, you two.
Oh, hello there.
Hello, Carol. You look well.
Thank you, I feel well.
I hear you were in Bristol.
Got back yesterday. It's nice to see you taking a break, Ian. You work far too hard.
Well, I'm the only one who can do the job, you see.
That would be a problem.
Jill came in 5 minutes ago. She's at the other end of the terrace.
Thanks. Oh, now, Ian, before I go, I am in decadent mood, and I'd like to know which cake you recommend.
Well, the nutmeg walnut and apple cake with raisin syrup and pourin cream.
One slice between two.
Well, that depends on how decadent you're feeling.
Oh, two slices it is. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You always come up with immoral puddings when you're upset.
You know me too well.
Come on, tell me.
Okay, well, in a nutshell, Brian made Adam an offer on his work at Home Farm. And, well, you know what Brian's like and how he feels about Adam's ideas. Mm. It was not a good offer, Helen. It was an insult, if you ask me, and Adam did ask me.
And you told him what you thought?
Yeah, I did. And I reminded him that he doesn't have to live in Ambridge for the rest of his life. I mean, Debbie would give him a job and a heartbeat.
And you'd be happy to go with him?
Well, yeah, of course. You know, putting the relationship first for a change. I mean, Brian's never going to support Adam's way of doing things, and this joke of an offer was proof of that.
Oh, I'd hate to see you leave Ambridge.
Yeah, well, looks like you won't have to. Adam's not interested in leaving. I mean, I really thought he was for a while there, but instead he's agreed to this ridiculous proposal of Brian's and, well...
You're staying?
Yeah.
I can see why you're upset, but it's just the way relationships work, isn't it? It's all about give and take.
Yeah, I give advice and he doesn't take it.
Oh, come on. Cheer up. Well, at least I get to keep you close to home. Oh, honestly, Ian, there have been times when it felt like Rob and I were on really thin ice, and then suddenly, just like that, you're married and happier than you've ever thought imaginable. Look, you and Adam are crazy about each other. Everything's going to be fine.
Is it?
Yes. I'd put money on it.
Oh, what a shame. We'd hoped it would be an opportunity for Kenton and David to open the lines of communication again.
These things usually work their way out in their own time. I can't imagine them being at loggerheads forever.
If it doesn't take too long at my age.
Phooey. This is the prime of our lives.
Right. I believe you thousands wouldn't. Come on, then. I want to hear about Bristol. What was it like being back there?
Hmm. Quite odd, really.
How?
I'd expected to feel more emotional about it all.
Didn't you enjoy it?
It was lovely. Bristol always is. It's such a busy, interesting place. That there's always something to do.
What?
I didn't feel at all sentimental about being there. Not at all. I think my memories had become sentimental.
They so often do.
Yes. I spent a lot of time walking around, remembering the streets and buildings, and that was nice, but I didn't get that tug at my heart that I was expecting after all the years we lived there. And, you know, I was actually feeling a little nervous about going back. I was worried it might unleash feelings I thought I'd laid to rest.
You never know how these things are going to affect you.
But it didn't affect me at all. You don't think it means life has taken its toll and I'm dead inside, do you?
You're one of the most alive people I know.
Oh, well, that's a lovely thing to say. But I do wonder what it means.
I think it means you've come home, to where you belong.
I think you're right, Jill. I think I always knew I'd come back to Ambridge.
I'm very glad that you did.
So am I. I've invited Hester to come and stay when things have settled down a bit. Somehow she seems so lost now. To be honest, I'm a little worried about her.
There's a balsamic vinegar and strawberry emergency in the kitchen. Oh. Ian's had to sort it out, so I thought I'd come and say hello.
Helen, sit down. I must say you've got a real glow about you.
Well, married life must agree with me. Everyone's been telling me that. Oh, it's lovely out here, isn't it?
You couldn't wish for more. How's Henry?
Good form, thanks. Having a play date. I want him to really enjoy this summer. He starts school in September.
Oh, goodness, already.
I know. Hard to believe. A real milestone.
He's a lovely little boy. Mm. He'll have a wonderful time at school. He'll make lots of friends. And before you know it, your house will be filled with them.
Mm. Kitchen at Brookfield was always full of the children and their friends.
They're magical times, aren't they? Oh, look, Ian's back. Emergency averted, I expect. I'll go get stuck into my brunch before he has to fly off again. Bye.
Bye. Bye. She looks so full of life. A good dose of romance works wonders, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And if anybody deserves a helping of happiness, it's her.
Absolutely. Now, before I forget, the WI anniversary.
Ah, yes, the important stuff. Have you decided on the tone of your extravaganza?
We have. It wasn't easy. But we've agreed on a 1915-themed meal at 1915 on the 16th of September.
That could be rather fun.
It will be. We're going to have typical food from the period.
Such as?
Fish sausage.
Oh.
Surrey stew.
Oh, it sounds a bit dubious to me.
And barley bread.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
And we're going to dress up for it. Wear Edwardian clothes and suffragette sashes.
Oh, I'm impressed. A wonderful way to celebrate.
I was rather hoping I could persuade you to join us. I can just see you as Emmeline Pankhurst.
I shall take that as a compliment.
It's always a treat having you home for lunch.
Is it?
Has Charlie been bothering you again?
He has.
Oh, it's terrible the way he's interfering with your work.
Well, he can do what he likes, can't he?
Well, for an hour you can relax. Do you want some melted cheese on this?
Hmm? No, thank you.
Some juice? Orange? Pineapple?
Stop fussing, Helen.
I'm sorry. Right, here's your omelette.
Well, you're not having anything?
No, I'm not hungry.
What? Oh, of course. Having left Henry with a friend, you went off to meet Ian.
Henry was delighted to be spending some time with Rowan. I'm not meaning to irritate you, Rob.
Come and sit with me. I didn't come home to be waited on and to eat alone.
Oh, I want you to be as happy as I am, darling. I can't imagine it being any better than this.
Can't you?
What more could I possibly want?
I suppose for you the picture is complete.
For both of us.
I do worry about Henry, you know. When I hear how desperate he was to see a friend. Well, it must get pretty dull around here with just us for company.
Henry loves his life. All of it.
What's it like, darling? To hold your own child in your arms for the first time.
Oh, Rob.
That's all that's missing for me. Then my picture would be complete.
And I want exactly the same thing.
Well, then what are we waiting for? Now that we're legally bound? Might make the lunchtime visits even more fun.
I can't wait, Rob. Really, I can't. But it has to happen at the right time for all of us. Henry needs to be settled at school, and the shop needs to be up and running before I can take time out for another baby.
Right. Yes, of course.
Oh, come on, darling. Don't look so grumpy. I love you, Mr. Titchener.
I love you too.
Everything all right, Ed?
Yeah. Yeah, my dad, he's been threatening to fix this exhaust for ages, but... I think he just pads it out so it stops making a racket.
Yeah, I feel like doing that with a few things around the farm.
How are you coping?
No, I'm getting there, hopefully.
So when your mum and dad get back?
Dad's train gets in at 7:50 tonight, but Mum's staying up there with Granny Heather. Only for a few more days, I hope.
Are you missing her, are you?
I think I am.
Don't sound so surprised.
Well, I was hoping we'd get loads of time together before I leave. I know it can't be helped and all that, but... Well, you know.
I keep forgetting you won't be around for much longer.
I can't wait. I am sorry to be leaving Brookfield and Ambridge, but...
Well, Brazil is Brazil.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be in High Wycombe for a while.
High Wycombe, Brazil, is that?
I wish. No, it's just their head office. Got to learn the systems and how the setup works.
You'll miss the cows.
I know. I was thinking about that earlier on. It's going to be really weird not seeing them every day.
Well, I reckon you'll have more than enough to distract you once you're away.
Hope so.
Now, when you come home next, you'll be full of good ideas, telling us all how we can improve things.
Yeah, probably. I'm just looking forward to it being different, like a whole other world different.
Guess what? I'm off to market tomorrow with Tony. Get myself a couple of store cattle.
Oh, it's about time.
These will be on grass, though. Might not be cutting edge enough for you high-tech farmers, but... Well,
there's a place for that, too.
Yeah, I hope so.
I saw Adam earlier on. He was talking about his big plans.
See your company having much to do with herbal lace?
Bet they do. Okay, not everywhere, but it's all about soil.
Yeah, well, wreck that and we're all in trouble.
Exactly.
It's starting to sound like my dad. Or my granddad.
Good. They know what they're talking about.
Except where exhaust pipes are concerned.
Right, well, I need to get home and check on one of the cows. She's just starting to calve.
Oh, do you mind if I come and have a look, Pip?
Here, put these along the bar.
We're broke and you're handing out free peanuts.
Look, sometimes, Kenton, when the chips are down, you have to throw caution to the wind. Besides, their sell-by date is up tomorrow. It's better than throwing them out. Might make customers a bit thirstier.
Yeah, peanuts. Why didn't I think of that? The answer to all our problems.
Is that the same shirt you had on yesterday?
Why?
Well, you're starting to smell a bit. You slept in it and all, didn't you?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, this can't go on, you know. Falling asleep in your clothes and drinking all night long.
I'm practising for when we're destitute.
Oh, Kenton. Look, can't you focus on the successes? Wimbledon, the FA Cup, all the off-site work we've had. You said yourself how well we was doing.
I don't think a few sporting fixtures and an annual turn around the Maypole is going to pay off our debts and fix the foundations of the pub.
Well, our circumstances definitely won't improve while you're being so negative all the time.
I am not being negative. I'm being realistic.
Well, she's looking in pretty good shape, I'd say.
It's taken a long time, though.
Oh, looks okay to me.
Good. Hopefully it won't be much longer now.
Yeah, with a bit of luck, you'll have a healthy heifer to show your dad when he gets home.
Yep. Knowing Dad, he'll be straight out of the cab and into the cow shed.
Sounds like a country and western song. Oh, hello, he knows how to make an entrance, doesn't he?
That's not bad music either.
I'll take your word for that.
Oh, no, sounds like your granddad.
Point taken. Right then, I'm off. I'll see you later, Pip.
Bye, Ed.
All right, Ed. I'll see you, Toby.
You two looked very cosy.
One of the cows has started calving. We were just taking a look at her. Which reminds me, when you leave, can you make sure you do it quietly? I'm loving the tune, but I don't think the cow will appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. I didn't have you pegged for a drum and bass sort of girl.
I'm trying to broaden my musical horizons.
Oh, always a good idea. So, you missed a good time at the game fair. I think you would have liked it.
Maybe. Make many contacts?
I did all right on the first day, but you know what it's like once you get into the swing of things.
The bar, you mean?
It's all these microbreweries. You've got to support them, haven't you?
I don't think you have to keep them afloat single-handedly.
I would invite you to the next one, but you'll be on the other side of the world.
Yes, I will. Toby, have you come here for anything in particular? Is it just to show off your sound system?
Bit of both. Wondered if you fancied a drink later.
Sorry, not tonight.
If I didn't know any better, I'd say you weren't interested.
What makes you think you know better?
I'm irresistible.
I'm about to prove you wrong. Anyway, Dad's back later and I want to show him my designs for the new trackway layout for grazing.
The what?
A path for the cows to walk on.
Why didn't you say so? You're a very dutiful daughter, Pip.
I'm a very dutiful farmer, Toby.
I rather think I went from the frying pan into the fire.
What do you mean? Pass me that rake, will you?
When I was at the Bridge Farm shop, do keep up, Robert.
Oh, right.
Well, I didn't want to listen to Susan waxing lyrical about tabards again, so I decided to engage Helen in conversation instead.
I didn't think tabards were something people actually had conversations about.
Well, no, of course you don't. Nobody does. But now that Susan's decided it's de rigueur for us to wear them when the shop reopens, she can barely talk about anything else. Honestly, when I caught a glimpse of myself wearing one, I looked like a charwoman.
I doubt that, Lindy.
You are sweet. Anyway, I was poking around in the freezer next to where Helen was standing, and I was looking for that gatto you like.
Yeah, open the lid of the green bin, will you? I want to stuff this last lot in.
Yes, well... Anyway, I made the mistake of asking Helen how married life was.
Sounds like a perfectly reasonable question to ask under the circumstances.
Well, that's what I thought.
So?
Well, according to Helen, there are no problems at all, and I quote... All systems are go, if you know what I mean, Linda.
Did you know what she meant?
Well, actually, I did, but it was rather more information than I needed.
At least she's happy, that's the main thing.
Yes, of course. You know, being out here with the rays of the setting sun glancing off the conservatory, I feel positively optimistic, Robert. And have you noticed how rich our topsoil is since the flood?
It's a pleasure to dig.
Nature always bounces back.
Quite right. Now, shall we wash up and go to the ball? Mm. I think we've earned it.
Why don't you see if you can find some old crisps we can give away?
Sorry, Robert. And a G&T, right?
Yeah. Please, Kenton. You must be relieved to have the green nearly back to normal.
Can't see that it makes much difference.
Well, it's much nicer to sit in the beer garden now.
Is it?
Come on, Kenton. Sun's shining, your hanging baskets are a joy, and soon you won't have a scene from Mad Max on your doorstep. Time to count our blessings.
Now you can count yours if you like, Robert. Mine are a bit thin on the ground at the moment. That'll be $7.75, please.
Well, I'm sure everything will come out in the wash. It usually does. Right. I'll take Linda her well-earned drink then.
Oh, isn't it glorious, Jolene?
What? Oh, yes.
One almost misses the diggers. They've been here so long.
Yeah.
They have worked tirelessly to finish everything, haven't they? I mean, you can't fault them, can you? Just wish Ambridge Hall could have been given a new lease of life a bit quicker. We did so want Mungo to have his first birthday there.
Well, the Dower House is big enough, isn't it?
Mm, it's not the same as being in your own home, though. The Fairbrother boys are settling in, aren't they?
Especially Toby.
He's one of those young men that all the girls want and shouldn't.
Yes.
Something wrong, Jolene?
Oh, Linda, I'm at the end of my tether. I really am.
Oh, dear.
I don't know whether to rip a strip off him or send him to the doctor.
Well, Kenton?
Yeah.
Oh, he'll come round. You mustn't worry.
No, it's different this time.
You need to get him to open up. Men find it so difficult to talk. I never have, which is a blessing, because a problem shared is a problem halved.
Evening, Toby.
Oh. Hiya. Nice evening for us.
Yeah, well, all he wants to do is moan, and that feels like a problem doubled.
Well, I'd be very happy to show you the basics of feng shui for communication. A few gleaming mirrors, uncluttered surfaces.
Oh, thanks, Linda, but I don't think a spot of dusting is going to crack this one.
I was just saying hello to Toby Fairbrother and his charming company.
Yes, the Pilates posse.
Here's your drink.
Oh, thank you, darling.
How are you, Jolene? Everything all right?
Why shouldn't it be?
Nothing, really. Just Kenton...
Yes?
Well, he just seems a bit upset.
Does he? If you'll excuse me.
I didn't put my foot in it. Cheers.
Cheers. Robert, I'm still worrying about that piece of paper on the shop door.
A lovely evening. Listen to that bird song.
Robert.
Sorry?
On the door of the shop. It's been nagging at me since I came out here. Come on, let's go and take a look.
Why are we whispering on the staircase of our own pub?
What have you said to Robert Snell?
What have I said about what to Robert Snell?
Well, you tell me. He seems to think you're upset, which, coming from the politest man in the world, can only mean you were rude to him.
Well, I may not have been my usual charming self,
but I... You've got to snap out of it, Kenton. We can get through anything together as a team, but not like this. Not with you in this pit of negativity.
Quite frankly, Jolene, the only thing that we are going to do as a team is sink.
Good Lord.
It's a planning application.
I know what it is, Robert, but I can hardly believe my eyes. She wants to turn the whole thing into apartments.
Hazel Woolley.
Of course, Hazel Woolley. Oh, I knew it was only a matter of time before she showed her hand, but I didn't think for one moment she would stoop this low.
She hasn't got permission yet.
Oh, she'll get her own way. She always does. A damn flood, Robert. It just keeps grabbing at everything we hold dear. Everything.
Dad? Mm. Have you been in here all night?
Oh, not quite, but totally worth it. Say hello to the new arrival.
Oh, and it's a heifer. Oh, she's perfect. What time did she arrive?
About 3:30. Mm. Seems like a very long time ago now.
Did she need help?
Yeah, she was exhausted. It was a very long labour.
Yeah, for both of you.
Aren't they amazing, Pip? I mean, you wouldn't think that she was only a few hours old, would you?
Anyone would think this was your first calf.
Well, I hope I never get so jaded that the sight of a newborn calf doesn't bring a lump to my throat.
Lump or no lump, you look knackered. Now, Gran's got a mega breakfast on the go.
Well, I'm going to stay here for a bit longer.
Oh, OK. I'll stay with you.
OK.
I haven't had much of a chance to ask how Mum and Granny Heather are.
Well, I don't think that your grandmother's going to go into a permanent home quietly.
You can't blame her for that.
No, but it still has to happen.
Yeah. Mum's really worried, isn't she?
It's a lot to deal with.
Well, when she gets back, we'll have to go for my graduation meal. All of us.
Even lazy Josh.
Even lazy Josh. It's just Mum sounded so done in the other day.
She is, love.
Isn't there anything we can do to make it easier for her?
I think we just need to make an extra special effort to keep everything at this end as calm as possible. Brookfield needs to be a safe haven.
Right then, Tony. You ready?
Certainly am, Ed. Certainly am. Now then, let me make sure I know exactly what we're looking for. 2 or 3 cattle, is it?
Well, it depends on the entries. Will we get 3 in the trailer?
Oh, yes. Takes up to 2 tons, so no problem there. Unless you're after a Cooper lookalike, of course.
No. I'll leave the big stuff to the experts.
Well, we've got plenty of time before it starts. Why don't we grab a couple of teas from the calf and have a look through the catalogue? Yeah.
So, Dad's been giving me a few pointers.
Between the two of us, you should do all right.
My very own dream team.
Something like that. Oh, I love being at market. Never seemed to be enough time.
Well, you got time now?
Of course, years ago, I used to come with Helen when she was small.
She liked the market too.
Trouble is, she always wanted to bring everything back with her. We came home once with 6 ducklings.
Didn't stop you bringing her?
Oh, no. You can't beat a day at the market.
Right then. I'll go get the teas and then we can start thinking about how to get rid of my money.
Fallon.
Oh! Oh, you made me jump. Oh,
here you go. Your cleaning frenzy woke me up ages ago. Must be time for a coffee break.
Oh, cheers. I woke up early, thought I might as well come over here as lie in bed looking at the ceiling.
You won't get that bar any cleaner, no matter how much you rub it.
What? Oh, yeah.
Been worrying about that change of use notice?
I haven't been able to think about anything else all night.
Hey, come on, stop for a minute. Have your coffee.
I love my little flat, Kenton.
Well, you don't know anything for sure yet. No point in getting upset.
The notice says it's going to be turned into apartments. I think that's pretty clear. Hazel isn't going to make the bottom half top dollar fancy and leave the top half how it is. Let's face it, she isn't known for a charitable nature, is she?
No, but maybe she hasn't got enough money to sort out the whole building. This might be phase 1 and phase 2's years away.
Well, the insurance is going to pay for most of it. If she can get me out and get twice as much rent in, then that's what she's going to do.
Oh, maybe. I don't know, Fallon.
Do you know what? I hate being skint.
Yeah, you and me both.
How come you stopped me bidding so early with that one?
I could see how the price was moving. No point in carrying on once you know it's heading out of your league. Too tempting.
Yeah, well, with a nice animal it is, isn't it?
Yeah, before you know it, you've gone way over the top.
I can see how that could happen.
There'd be no chance of getting your money back.
You can get carried away, that's the trouble. It doesn't feel like real money when you're bidding.
Until you have to cough up the cash at the end. Feels real enough then, I can tell you. Right, oh, now here we go again. Ah, now this really is a fine-looking animal. Let's see what happens here.
Have you been in here since breakfast?
Oh, I'm just catching up on a bit of paperwork. The light's better in the kitchen at this time of day.
Surely it could have waited until you had some sleep.
Well, I've been having a look at these preliminary plans for the trackway. You've done a cracking job.
Thanks.
Pip, you know, without you, I don't know what we'd have done this year. There's coffee in the pot, if you want some.
Put down the cup, step away from the coffee, and go and lie down. But you're up most of the night.
Well, you know what it's like when they start carving. Won't be my only sleepless night for a while.
I get that, but you've been on the go since yesterday morning.
Oh, I know. I did get some kip on the train, though.
You'll be useless when Mum gets here at this rate. Go to bed, Dad.
All right, I'm going.
Right, and leave that coffee down here. All right. Toby, what can I do for you?
You sound stressed.
Nothing I can't handle. Just sending my dad to bed.
Oh, has he been naughty?
Hilarious. Well, come on then, I haven't got all day. What are you after this time?
Same as last time. I think you need a night out in Borchester.
The bright lights.
Well, it's not Brazil, but it's better than Ambridge.
You're like a dog with a bone.
I hate to be defeated.
Challenge accepted. Unfortunately, I can't come out to play tonight.
It's not healthy to work so hard.
How would you know?
We're up with the Goslings every morning, come rain or shine. They don't feed themselves, you know. Come on, come out for a bit of fun. Might be your last chance before you jet off.
I'm afraid that's a chance I'll have to take. My mum's back tomorrow, and there's 101 things I need to do.
You're breaking my heart, Pip.
I doubt it.
It's a real mystery.
What is?
I could have sworn there was a spark between us.
Really? I hadn't noticed.
That's it, in you go, fella. That's right. This one definitely approves of his new accommodation. I must say, you've made it very cosy for them in here, Ed. Have you left mints on their pillows?
there's a welcome pack on the bedside table. Come on in, fella.
Out you come. Come on.
Got the most marvellous confirmation, that Angus. Perfect, I'd say.
You've got a good eye, Tony.
We did well getting all three within your budget.
Yeah, thanks to you. Yeah, I'll grab the gate.
Look at the muscle on that limmy. You should make money on that one.
Yeah, I hope so.
They're all pretty good.
Well, you can come and visit them any time you like.
I might take you up on that. Oh, it's good to be back in the game, eh, Ed?
Yeah, it really is. I'm grateful, Tony, for all your help.
It was as much fun for me as it was for you.
So can I buy you a pint later?
Oh, I won't say no. We can wet the baby's head, so to speak.
That's number two. Number three coming up.
Excellent. Right then, who wants a chaser with this, Tony?
Oh, not for me, thanks, Toby. I know my limitations.
Limitations are made to be broken.
Like promises.
Oh, somebody's cynical tonight.
Oh, I'm only joking. Right, that's 3 pints. Anything else?
Ed, fancy a chaser?
No, thanks. No, I only came in for one.
This is your third.
Well, maths was never my strong point.
Lightweights. Come on. Kenton, you look like a man who could do with a drink. You'll have a whiskey with me, won't you?
Why not?
You're a bad influence on him, Toby.
I do my best. What about you, Fallon? You haven't got far to stagger home. Have a drink with me?
I'm all right, thanks. Right then, that's $15.90, please.
Yeah. There you go. Right, spot on. Well, sorry about all the change. It was weighing my pockets down.
It's all money. Thanks.
Cheers, Toby.
Cheers.
Oh, just what the doctor ordered.
I'm supposed to be pacing myself for a long night of drinking in Borchester.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my mate's picking me up from here. He's the designated driver.
Got the short straw, eh?
Yeah, something like that.
So are you celebrating something?
It's Thursday. Coming out, chaps. Tony, Ed.
Oh, it's very generous of you to invite an old codger like me, but I'm just about ready for my cocoa and a good thriller.
No, I'm all right, thanks. I need my beauty sleep.
Really? I've got no takers. What about you, Kenton? You look like a man with a few sorrows to drown.
You're not wrong.
Tonight's not the best night for it, hey, Kenton? Mum's having a rest.
I doubt we're going to be under siege from passing trade.
Well, no, but if she knows you're not here, she won't relax. You know what she's like. She could do with a break.
So could Kenton, by the looks of things.
Yeah, a night out might cheer me up. And your mum will definitely appreciate that.
Oh, it's Gary. He's in the car park. Well, Kenton, now or never.
I'll get my wallet.
Dad?
Mm.
Dad, you awake?
Oh, sorry. Must have dozed off.
I'm not surprised.
What time is it?
It's just gone 11. I thought you went to bed after the news.
Yeah, I meant to, and then I remembered a load of things that couldn't wait.
Not taking care of yourself?
I'm all right.
Well, you wouldn't want me to work myself into the ground like this.
That's different.
Yeah, I'm younger, fitter, and I've got more brain cells than you. Now, come on, Dad. Now, I can't run away to Brazil if you're in bed exhausted and Mum's worried sick in Northumberland.
Yeah, all right, all right. I'll go up.
And I don't want to see you down here again until breakfast.
Thing is, Toby, sometimes you just can't fight it. Life's a bitch.
And then you die.
I'll drink to that. I have tried everything. I've got no more fight left in me.
Might as well hang up your gloves.
Yep, I will drink to that. Come on.
Hey, sound like having a good time.
No, it won't last.
Let's drink to that.
I'm not going home tonight. Jolene thinks I smell.
Of what?
Failure, I suppose. And she's not wrong, she never is. Except now when she is, because she's wrong.
She doesn't understand you, mate.
No, simple enough. I've messed everything up. That's all, folks. I'm not going home tonight. Do I think I'll run off to sea again? Yeah, worked well last time. Just need to get a few hours kip and then, woo, up to the docks. Able-bodied. That's a joke. Just need to find somewhere to sleep for a few hours.
I know where you can crash for the night.
Oh, mate. Hey, you are a good friend.
That's what? Right, I am. I will even phone a cab to take us there and you can get your beauty sleep.
And then make a break for the freedom of the open sea.
But fast!
A drink!
Kenton. Kenton! Answer the phone.
No. What? What?
Kenton, mate, your phone's been ringing all morning. Please. Stop the phone ringing.
Okay. What phone?
Your phone keeps going off. Oh, my poor head.
Where's the water?
Oh, there's a bottle on the table.
Oh, no, it's too far.
Here.
Yeah? Oh, this. Oh, it's better.
Yeah, it stinks in here. That's better. Whew, that was some session last night.
Oh,
not bad for an old bloke, are you?
Oh, for God's sake. I can't lift my head.
No, you'll be all right.
Next person who tells me I'll be all right is in danger of being punched in the face.
Oh, steady there. Oh, I'm sure you've recovered from a few hangovers before, that's all I meant.
Oh, sorry. Oh, hey, pass me that can of beer, will you?
I wouldn't if I was you.
Well, you're not me. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. Come on, mate, come on. Hair of the dog and all that.
Yeah, fair enough, here you go.
It's Jolene.
I guessed as much.
Well, I've got nothing to say.
Well, listen, I get that you and Jolene are having problems.
No, the only problem that Jolene's got is me.
Hello. Thought I spotted you out here.
You're looking very pensive.
Oh, am I? Oh, I do love the herb garden.
Mm.
There's something very satisfying seeing Ian out here in the early morning. Snipping away at all the flavours and aromas that'll be pouring from the kitchen later in the day.
You can't beat it.
Oh, Oliver, I can't wait to be in Tuscany.
Mm-hmm.
Picking wild herbs, warmed in the sun from the hillside.
The smell of fresh sage and rosemary.
Mm.
I promised Ian that if we come across any unusual dishes, we'll bring back the recipes.
Oh, yes, yes, we must.
By the way, I've just had a call from Jim.
Oh, yeah?
Says he'd like to exploit our command of the Italian language.
Really? Whatever does he mean?
Here, let me get these bags.
Thanks.
You got twice as much as you left with.
Wait until you see what's in the boot. I started having a clear out at Mum's.
Oh.
I can't wait for a cup of tea, sit down, and then you can fill me in on how things are going.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, no. You go and put your feet up. I'll answer that.
Oh. Oh. Where the hell are you? I'm out of my mind with worry. Please get in touch. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Ah, the Kraken awakes. Yeah. That last can must have knocked you out.
What can?
Well, you woke up, had a moan and a drink and went back to sleep. Thought I'd go and check on the geese. It's lovely out there.
Is it?
You've been in touch with Jolene, yeah?
No, I'll go over there in a minute. Might as well face the music, eh?
Not much else you can do.
Yeah, well, hopefully the walk will sober me up a bit.
I'm not so sure you should be out alone. Let me drive you.
If you put away half as much as me last night, there is no way I'm getting into a car with you.
Oh, you don't look too steady on your feet, mate.
I'll have to take my chances if I want to live to fight another day.
The way you were going on last night, it didn't sound like you cared one way or the other.
Not caring would be the easy way out.
No.
No, I'm going home.
Oh, for goodness sake, Mum. Oh, listen to me. But, Mum... I couldn't have handled that worse if I'd tried.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Love, she wouldn't take no for an answer and she sounded so upset I didn't want to argue with her.
David, I've just hung up on me ailing mother. I should call her back.
No, let the dust settle, love. Come on, sit down and I'll make you that cup of tea.
You're right. I'd probably say the wrong thing right now.
Yeah.
I honestly thought when I left her that we'd turned a corner. Just a small one, but nonetheless.
What's happened?
The woman in the room next door has complained about the volume of me mum's telly.
Is that all?
Maybe to me and you it's nothing. But right now, my mum feels like the telly is all she's got. She said nobody ever complained about her at home.
Oh, love.
And she's right, isn't she? I mean, her world has gone from having a home of her own in a neighbourhood she knows and loves to a bedroom and a shared dining room and lounge and a telly. That's it. Doesn't matter how many of her knick-knacks I put in a room, it isn't home, is it?
Well, must be a lot for her to get used to, but she'll come round.
Too late for that. She's completely turned against the neighbour and wants to leave. Oh, and the food has never been up to much and they always have the central heating on too high and...
Yeah. Look, she's probably still shaken up from the fall. She'll calm down.
I don't think it's going to be that easy, David. I don't want her to get used to being unhappy.
Oh, of course not. Look, I'll make the tea. You try and relax.
I don't want tea, David. I'm sick of drinking cups of tea and pretending everything's going to be all right.
Love.
This is how my life is going to be from now on. When I'm here, I'll be wishing I was there. And when I'm there, I'll be wishing I was here.
This is your home, Ruth.
And she's me mother.
Oh, look at the summer house, Oliver. It's positively magical.
Scroll across. Let's see the next picture.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Sunken bath.
Anybody would think you haven't seen these pictures before.
Oh, but knowing we're actually going to be there makes them come alive. Look, that's the view from the master bedroom. And think how much our Italian will improve.
And if we get stuck in with helping Jim teach Christine, it'll probably improve before we leave.
I do hope they don't think we're completely fluent, Oliver.
Hmm?
I'm not sure I feel confident enough to teach.
Oh, it's just a bit of conversation.
I just had an idea.
Have you really?
Uh-huh. Why don't we have an Italian-themed dinner party for Jim and Christine?
Mm.
Italian food, Italian wine, most important. Italian conversation.
Much better way to get to grips with the language. Get a real feel for the sound of it.
And it'll almost certainly enhance Chris's enjoyment of the opera.
A marvellous idea.
Right. OK, I'll start planning a menu. Wonder if they could make it on Sunday.
Did we have to come the scenic route?
You didn't have to come at all.
Never leave a man behind.
Yeah, I would have left you.
Ah, well, I fancied the walk.
Hey, I'm going to rest here for a minute. Need to steady my nerves. Oh, I'm not looking forward to this.
You'll be all right. Slip in the back and have a cold shower before you see Jolene.
Yeah, that might help.
Yeah, there's not much a good blast of cold water can't fix.
I don't think a cold shower can fix me, Toby. I am beyond repair.
A few troubles won't keep a good man down.
Yeah, but we're not talking about a good man, are we? We're talking about me. I just can't bear to hurt Jolene, and I don't know how to avoid it.
What you need is a good breakfast and a good wash. And...
Oh, well, I'll come out of the shower and it will all have been a terrible dream.
Well, maybe not quite. Not in the real world.
I'm so tired of the real world, Toby.
I'm sure it's not half as bad as you're making it out to be.
I'm tired of making mistakes and calling them adventures. It's no way to live.
Some people aren't meant to have quiet lives. They crave a bit of fun, a bit of mischief. It's not a hanging offence.
I'm so ashamed. That's what it is. It's shame. I'm sick of life, and I'm sick of me.
Ruth, it's crazy to start unpacking this lot now.
These are my mum's memories. They deserve more than being left in the boot of a car.
Yeah, I just mean don't do it when you're so upset.
One box is done. I might as well do the other.
Look, I know the phone calls upset you. A lot. I'm not surprised, but... You know, maybe Heather just needed to let off some steam, and by tomorrow she'll realise it was just a storm in a teacup.
She's not an idiot, David. She knows it's not going to get much better than this. She'll get more anxious and I'll feel more guilty and helpless.
You've got nothing to feel guilty about.
It's heartbreaking watching her put a brave face on top of a frightened one. And all the while I'm smiling away and telling her everything is going to be fine.
But...
It's not fine, David. Everything she loves, with the exception of us, is tied up in that house. When she went back home, it wasn't because she wanted to prove she could cope. It was because she knew she couldn't. She just wanted to sit in her armchair and have a cup of tea, looking out of her window one more time.
Love, it will get better than this.
You hear of people going downhill when they're put in a home.
Not the ones who like being there.
And the ones who don't know there's only one way out.
Ruth.
Well, isn't that the truth? I need to be here where me life is, me work. This is our livelihood and it needs me, doesn't it?
Of course it needs you. It's your home. It needs both of us as a team.
All these decisions being made without me. I can feel everything slipping away.
No, love.
I can't keep cutting myself in two like this. My heart is here, David.
And that's where it belongs.
And it's with me mum. There's only one thing for it. And it's obvious, really.
What?
My mum will have to come and live here.
What?
Well, it's not that unthinkable.
But, hang on, I mean, who would look after her? You're not a trained nurse. And what facilities would she have access to? None.
You of all people should know it's about more than practicalities. My mum's as entitled to a happy life as the rest of us.
Come on, you know I don't want Heather to be unhappy. But I also want her to have the best care possible.
Just not here.
You're not thinking this through, Ruth. Where would you find the time to take care of her?
First of all, I didn't think it was only me who would be taking care of her. Secondly, there's a lot more help out there than you might think. And thirdly, my mum isn't in need of round-the-clock care. She managed to pack a case and make her way home last week. She's not decrepit.
I think you're exhausted, love.
Do you?
Yeah, I really do. I know what I'm like when I haven't had enough rest. My decisions lack clarity.
Right then. Let me ask you this. What if it was Jill we were talking about? And what if you were an only child? We've let Mum down once, David. We're not doing it again. Thank you.
keep up to date with the Ambridge ups and downs. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at bbc.co.uk/archers.